Oh man. That was awesome. Hey guys, Otto here. A little while ago, I got back from going to see Tron Legacy. And I decided to give a review on it. And, you know, just give my personal thoughts. Personally, was epic. Oh man, that was awesome. I mean, oh man, there's no way to describe this thing without just breaking out laughing. I mean, it was awesome. Oh, where do I begin? Well, the graphics, for one. The graphics were awesome. The acting was superb. The music, oh yeah, the music was cool. I mean, they even, wow, I had this all worked out. Yeah, I had this all worked out before I turned on the mic, and now I can't remember any of it. I hate it when that happens. Yeah. But, where do I begin? I mean, everything was so good. Well, I guess I should start on the actors. There was one particular instance that I liked with the actors, and it was the fact that they brought back the original Kevin Flynn. You know, the guy who did it in the original movie from 1980s. And, oh yeah. Oh. It was awesome. See, characters. Characters, oh man, they just made the character so deep. It was awesome. I mean, I'm not going to spoil anything for you guys, but I'm just going to give my personal opinions on them. Without trying to not give out any spoilers for those who haven't seen it. Let's see. Now, they've got Kevin Flynn, his son Sam. For some reason, everybody has to name teenage protagonist Sam. Transformers. Or should I say Bayformers? Yeah. Anyway. I forget her name. Clara, I think that was her name. Well, yeah. She's a looker. Let's see. What else? We've also got Clue 2.0, and it's known from, like, all the toys that they put out that he was going to be the main villain, so that's no surprise. But guess who they also brought back? They brought back Tron. I'm not going to spoil his role in the movie for you guys, but I will tell you, it's epic. Oh man, that was awesome. Oh man. I mean, you guys just have to see it. Oh. I mean, everything from the characters to the guest appearance by Daft Punk. Like, from Kevin Flynn to the guest appearance by Daft Punk. That was just epic. Let's see. The music. That was awesome. And while I'm on the subject of the sound, I went to this place near me called Studio Movie Grill. If you got one near you, go see Tron at it. You can eat, you can eat food, like not just snacks. You can eat a meal and watch the movie. Oh man. Anyway, I went there and they had it in 3D. It wasn't IMAX, it was just Dolby Digital 3D glasses. Dolby surround sound. Everything's Dolby. The 3D glasses that they handed out, they were the kind that did not give you a headache. Although they did kind of slide down on my face a little during the movie. That was a bit uncomfortable. Anyway, the sound, it was awesome. And every time they had a deep note or like a really loud thoom, like not a boom, a thoom. Oh man, you could actually feel the vibrations from those subwoofers. That was awesome. It's like, zoom, and you felt it. You not only heard it in your ears, like, boom. Like a zoom and a boom. Oh, man. But you could also feel it as if you were actually there. Oh, man, that thing was awesome. It was epic. Oh, I mean, everything about that movie was awesome. Like, it starts off a little bit slow. Well, actually, I can't say that. It was even cool from the beginning. Oh, man. Oh, as Momotaros from Kamen Rider Denno would say, it was from start to finish, it was at a climax. And that is so true. The writing. Oh man, the writing. It was so good. I mean, Disney, they took over the thing. I don't know if they made the original. I'll have to look that up, but Disney, they did it, and, man, they did it good. I mean, in my opinion, their best two movies would have to be, The Chronicles of Narnia, the ones that they did for those, for that series. And, I have to say that Tron Legacy is actually their best work yet. Well, I personally want to say their best work ever, like their best sci-fi work ever. Because, you know, Disney's really known for its fantasy, and that's what they go all out on. They're not really known for their sci-fi. And so, they actually did a pretty epic job on it. I'm really glad I saw it. And, let's see. What else can I say? Well, I guess I could go with final thoughts. I've been ranting about this enough. I could say that. Anyway, I say anyway a lot. Yeah, well, final thoughts, epic. Trust me, this thing is climatic from the beginning. It's so epic. You will love everything. Now, and so, I recommend it. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it 100. Or like 1,000,000. Personally, I'd give it 1,000,000 out of 10. I mean, it's just that good. It's like off the chart. You can't give it a rating. And that's what I'm trying to convey here. You cannot put a rating on this thing. It's that awesome. Now, keep in mind, there was a little bit of language in there. But it was only like, what, 2 instances that I heard? And, oh, it really doesn't break it up at all. I mean, it doesn't detract from the movie. It's just a minor quibble. But it's really not worth noting because it's only like 2 instances. So, yeah, go see it. I mean, I would personally, I'd recommend this to everybody. So if you're one of those people that's like, you know, going out to see a movie today or just anytime, you know, if you're going out to see it this weekend, over Christmas with your friends and or family, or if you're going to see it sometime before then, going to a movie. Personally, I'd recommend Tron Legacy. Because it's actually, I think it's going to be one of the better movies that you see this from what's left of this year, and maybe even into next year, depending on what they do. So, personally, Tron Legacy would have to be the best movie of 2010 for me. I mean, I didn't see many 2010 movies, but it's the best one that I saw, so why not? That's my thoughts, so feel free to discuss. Just a final note. For all you fans of the original, do not worry. It's so good, and there are so many references to the original. Fans of the old one, the 1982 version, will love it. Trust me. Oh, it's quite a ride. It's quite a ride, people. So, that's it.
End of line.